Guys, what's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Fake. I hope you're having a beautiful morning, day, or night, whatever time of the day you are listening to this podcast episode at. Give me 1 minute, por favor. Bam. It's one of those days, and I love it. You guys, this was hard for me to post. I posted it on my socials. But I had to come in here and just do a little mini recap as to why I canceled such a cool series that had a lot of potential in my eyes when I started it. The intent, the actions were just not lining up. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society where intent doesn't really matter. It's more of what gets done and what doesn't get done. What is the end result? And while I'm not catering to anybody's needs, my job is to speak the truth. I have to be sure that I am qualified to speak the whole truth or pull people in who are. I can't just say this is, I can't. So the idea with the self-hating Mexican series was we were going to talk about different, I don't want to say demographics within it, but like subcategories, right? There's Mexican national, there is multi-generational, right? There's different types of group and subcultures. And so the idea was to kind of address both sides of that. And I just really felt I hit a wall with creating, given there was a script, there were scripts, there were bullet points, there was everything I needed for the podcast to smoothly roll out, right? But for some reason, it just didn't align. And I never, ever want my podcast to come out as an attack, insensitive. I don't want to come out stupid, right? And ignorant. And when you don't know, when you're not that person and you don't know everything you're talking about, you come off as ignorant. And I'm sure I do things that are unknowing to me, ignorant, because I don't know everything. But I'm not going to purposely put myself in that situation, especially because I don't want to offend. I know a lot of people. So, like, for instance, we covered one. It's called Las Vendidas. And this went to a group of men and women, whatever. But it was talking about, you know, how one side sees the highly educated, the lady that went and got full Americanized, right? Candy Mary. It's a TikTok lady, but her name was Dulce Maria, and she immigrated. She changed her name to Candy Mary and like dyed her hair blonde. And so, like, you know, the self-hating Mexican things that can be portrayed as that within our culture. Ay, mira, ya se cambió. Ya se cree. Oh, she's going to school. She thinks she's better than us. She knows everything, right? When you're like, hey, actually, mom, you had to put the meat in after because, you know, you can get bacteria in the meat when you leave it out. And it's like, oh, you just think you know everything. And so these types of attacks, go listen to it. I don't want to get into it here. But so it talked about like, hey, well, the mom may be seeing this or this or this. And then the daughter can be seeing, or the son or whoever it may be, right? So there's always two sides to the story. And so that's where I was going at. But as we moved into other topics, La Morenazas was the next one. And oh my gosh, I really wanted to cover this, but I don't feel I was one of the vendidas. I don't know, maybe I am, you know, according to who. I don't feel I was one of the Morenazas. You know, I'm a lighter shade of brown, but igual, there's, you know, as I talk to some Morenas, que tienen the su piel un poquito más sun-kissed. You know, they're like, oh no, you don't get it. I walk in and it's immediately following me. And I seen it. And I seen it. And I heard it. You know, she's like, we don't have the luxury to go in, you know, a little messy bun and flip-flops and stuff like that to the doctor's office. We got to go decked out and show that we're professional and we're clean and that we know what we're doing and we're not the way we are or sick or complaining about a pain because we're negligent. Where they could just be relaxing. It's their day off. Want to throw on some yoga gear. They can't. They don't have the luxury to be relaxed like that. And I was just like, what? And so I get that being a bigger girl. I get that because, you know, we have to overcompensate to be pretty because, you know, heavier women may not be seen as pretty in society, you know. And I know they're trying to be open to it. But the fact that you make it a big deal when it happens means it's not a norm. And so some may deem it unhealthy. And there's just like a lot of topics, right? And so La Morenazas was one of them. And I was like, well, I'm not a Morena. And so, you know, asking people to come on and give that, That can be challenging. Not everybody is comfortable being vulnerable and voicing those things. With me in private, oh man, the thousands of people that have passed my life and the things that they tell me about and the way they are when they're with me versus, you know, when I see them out with their friends or in the wild or online or in their pictures, or I'm talking, you know, old levels of people, old levels of society. And the way they are with me, it allows them, my capability to be vulnerable and just kind of myself allows them to be themselves. And sometimes I've seen the worst of people. I've seen the worst of people. And sometimes I've seen that there's a God here on earth and there's just angels, right? And I'm so grateful that I am the way I am because that allows people to be who they need to be around me. And in following that and remaining true to what the Andrea effect is and why it started, it was to create a space where we are able to realize that if we change our mind, we can change our life. And so talking about these things lets us view them, have a different perspective, just a conversation, but it wasn't a conversation anymore because there was nobody joining that. And, you know, I could line up a lot of people and do that, but these are just very sensitive topics that I want to be respectful of. And when people are ready to talk, we'll talk about them and we may jump and go here and there about those subjects, but not everyone's going to be ready for that. You know what I mean? And I want to make sure that I'm flowing with it. And it's a subject that, there's just some things that we need to keep to ourselves. And that feels like it may be one of them, but, maybe not in a few years. So we may revisit it. Like I said, I don't really feel called to repeat things once they've been canceled. So it could be a derivative of it of some sort. I think even the word hating in there really, even when I was creating it, I'm like, ugh, right? It seems a little toxic, but unfortunately it's kind of eye-catching. Shout out marketing. But it didn't feel in alignment. It did it and did it and didn't. And I need to make sure that I'm being truthful with you guys and myself. And fuck it. I'm not going to push through. This is business. This is how I run. I have a marketing business. I have a tech business. I have this podcast, which is, you know, coaching, journaling. We do all kinds of different product lines underneath the podcast umbrella or vice versa, however you want to run it. But when I started this, I promised I would always be vulnerable and unedited. And that's exactly what I feel that I'm doing here. So it was a oops, I didn't like it, I halted it. We're going to chalk it up as a loss, as a lesson, if you will, and we're going to keep on trucking because that's what you got to do. When you find something and you're like, no, I get it, you want to see things through. There's some things where you can't budge and you got to see it through, right? You made a commitment, you got to do that. I understand that. And so I think every time I neglect myself or deny myself what I know, it literally will throw me into like such a disalignment. My body will start to ache. I will get sick. I will have body aches just out of nowhere. I will be very unhappy. I mean, I can't imagine people that just have to drink to cope. I feel at times I've been there, so please, I'm not judging, but there's a big reason why I'm not doing that anymore. And it's just because I'm able to see clearly what is and what isn't. And thank God I'm in a position to be able to have moved towards what is for me and leave what is not for me. And it's taken years. So it doesn't happen from one day to the next. Sometimes it does need a quick jolt move and you jump and you rip that Band-Aid off and go. And you figure it out from there, but it doesn't come without hard work. It doesn't come without some sacrifice and some suffering. It doesn't come with that, without that. That is inevitable. It doesn't come without failures. It doesn't come without those L's, right? It doesn't come without those, I don't know, people can be like, oh my gosh, what a joke. She canceled it. She didn't see it through. There could be a lot of those things, and that's okay. A lot of times people that say that have never and will never do what I do or have done because they're so afraid of people talking to them the way that they talk about other people. And sadly, more than not, the way they talk to themselves. So I don't give a freak about that. That's for sure. it's been really a long time coming to get there, but I can't explain when you make it to this side, the level of peace and happiness. And, you know, some people will never know that. I had this one dumb girl. She was like, I'm so rude. I was like really excited. She was sharing some good news. I'm like, this. She's like, oh, marketing, huh? And I was just, you know, I blew it off. I was like, marketing, what do you mean? Well, tell me, you know, the good news. And, or let's celebrate, like, congratulations. Anyways, we don't like her. We don't trust her. But at that time, it took me a while to be like, wow, she's really not clapping. But when someone's a miserable fuck, sorry, I don't know what other word to say, they're going to think that your happiness is fake. They're going to think that because you choose to smile and be grateful and show up and shine, that it's a front, because it is incomprehensible in their mind that somebody could be like that. They can't fathom it because they live their life miserable doing what they have to do, air quotes, and, you know, have to do and keep on and And it's just like, wait, there's a way to hustle and grind and move, but not for something you hate. That is just torture to yourself. So torture yourself in another way and sacrifice for a few months and move towards a real goal that's going to help you be a better person and a happier person, instead of saying that people are fake or unhappy when they're happy, because you can't understand that because you don't have that in your soul, right? If I'm speaking another language and you don't speak that language, it's just not going to resonate. You're not going to get it. And that's exactly how it goes with energy and vibes and, you know, blessings and mindset. So if you're speaking a language and people are not understanding you and are getting it, I mean, keep it moving. If I go and I tell, you know, some of my more successful friends who are much more, you know, successful than I am, and I go tell a multimillionaire, here, I did this, and, you know, I had to cancel. They're just like, oh, fuck it. Well, why would you keep it? It's like a no-brainer to them, right? And, you know, millionaires, multimillionaires saying that. And, you know, here I am listening to somebody who's conforming to, like, a 9-to-5 that they absolutely hate. What do you think I'm going to feel more inspired by? Someone that's made it and realizes, hey, that's just part of the show? Or someone who, like, thinks in theory that's how it should be done? I don't give a shit about any of that. I don't listen to fearful people, and I really, really work hard at not being frozen by fear, because that can happen. And being fearful, that happens. You're not going to ever be 1,000% fearless. You're just going to learn how to move through fear and doubt and all of that. And so I'm going to keep the focus of the podcast channel on that for now, as it's always been. I do have a new series idea coming up, but I'm going to feel into it. I'm going to feel into it so I don't do the same thing again. And not only because, I mean, I don't want to fail you guys, right? I don't want to keep on like, oh, just kidding. It seems a little silly. But that was a hardcore no, and I kind of ignored it, thinking I could bring the better of it with, you know, talking about taboo subjects on both sides that I felt I was qualified to. But all in all, I don't feel I'm fully qualified to talk about that on my own. So unless I get a crew that hits all those things, and there's such little niches of the subcultures within, you know, the Mexican-American community, then I probably won't bring that up again. Maybe we'll have a little round table in a few years, who knows. But I do want to thank you guys so much for supporting me and being with me. If you're not following me on TikTok, please go do that. On IG, please go do that. You know, we got the Snap, we got the What's, we got the Twitter, we got the LinkedIn, we got the Facebook. And of course, you guys know that you can always email me at theandreaeffect@gmail.com or hello@theandreaeffect.com. Go ahead and shoot a message there if you want to discuss a topic or a subject, or just have feedback of how maybe one of the podcast episodes changed your life. And let me know anything you're going through. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, but big hugs, muchas, muchas bendiciones. On my Facebook post, if you're not following me, on my personal one, I guess, I said, I hope you hit every green light today and that you have a wonderful weekend, a week. But this time I want you to know that I'm wishing you all the blessings. Please stay safe. I do hope you hit all green lights on your way home to go relax and enjoy your weekend, and that you stay 100% safe. And I will see you guys next week. Bendiciones.